currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in our town. Last week, PetSafe announced the final 15 cities still in contention for its $100,000 dog park prize, and Kirkland was one of them. With less than 2 weeks of voting left, Kirkland is eighth out of more than 500 competitors in its pursuit of the $100,000 prize. Should Kirkland win, that money would fund the construction of an off-leash dog park near the Heron Fields in Totem Lake. And the only thing dividing Kirkland from that cash is votes, which is why Kirkland Dog Park advocates are encouraging their neighbors to vote daily at barkforyourpark.com and on PetSafe's Facebook page. On July 13th, KDOG, Kirkland's dog advocacy group, discovered its efforts to build a dog park were still very much alive. The group's video had pushed them from the round of 25 to the round of 15. To reach that point, KDOG had to prove to PetSafe that it would be a good steward of the money, it had the land and public support to build the park, and that it needed the park. But this final round is much simpler. All Kirkland needs is your vote, and KDOG is hoping everyone will capitalize on their voting potential. To do that, log on to barkforyourpark.com, register in the top right corner by submitting an email address and a password. Then scroll down to Kirkland's tab and click on View Entry. Now that you've logged your vote on barkforyourpark.com, click on the Facebook link. Scroll down until you see Kirkland's section. Click to view the video and then vote. You can do this every day until August 3rd. However, starting on July 27th, the contest begins its Howl at the Moon stage. The leaderboard will be off and no one will know who's winning the race until August 3rd when PetSafe announces the winner. Kirkland is unique in at least one way. It's the only city from the Pacific Northwest represented in the final round. The Midwest produced 6 of the 15 finalists and the South produced 3. Go Kirkland! We'll turn our attention now from a hoped-for park in Totem Lake to Marina Park, which at the end of the month will be hosting a different kind of four-legged creature. Hundreds of hot rods, muscle cars, and other classics will rumble out of their garages Sunday, July 31st toward Marina Park, where they'll participate in Kirkland's 10th annual Classic Car Show.
How do you like this car show?
Oh, great. It's awesome.
The weekend show includes 22 competitive classes, including factory stock and custom modified vehicles from every era. It even has classes for hydraulic lifted lowriders and unfinished projects. Local business leaders have been urging the show's organizers to turn the one-day event into a weekend affair for years now. A two-day event would bring more visitors to the show, who would in turn stay in nearby hotels.
It's nice to see people outside. It's nice. Beautiful cars and beautiful day.
Plus, organizers could headquarter the show in Marina Park for the first time. Sounds like a win-win, but it did produce one problem. What to do on the added day? The answer? Dance. Like it's 1955 and be judged for your moves and your look. Dress and dance the part and be at the Marina Park Pavilion on Saturday, July 30th at 3 p.m. For more information, visit kirklanddowntown.org. Last week, thousands visited Marina Park for a taste of fine art, wine, and food at Kirkland Uncorked. For more, we'll turn to neighborhood correspondent Pam Jardine.
Hi, I'm Pam Jardine with Currently Kirkland, and I'm here today at Kirkland Uncorked, the fifth annual Kirkland Uncorked, benefiting the Hope Heart Institute. Come check it out with me.
The Kirkland Uncorked Art, Food, and Wine on the Waterfront Festival benefits the Hope Heart Institute and relies on event organizers, sponsors, partners, and volunteers to pull it off. During our time there, we only scratched the surface of what Kirkland Uncorked had to offer. We visited with Hope Heart Institute, got a free blood pressure check, and found out a little more about Hope Heart.
Well, we're a local nonprofit. We're based right here, and we've been around for a little over 50 years. Not a lot of people know about us because we're kind of small, but we do research and education for heart disease. So we've got programs that go into the schools and teach kids things like how to read a nutrition label, how to assess their fitness level.
You need to get up off the couch, and instead of eating ice cream, you could get frozen yogurt. You could eat vegetables instead of candy and apples and stuff like that.
You know, we're trying to really kind of turn the tide on heart disease being the number one cause of death in America. And then we do research, too, to treat those who are affected by or potentially affected by heart disease.
We had it all at Kirkland & Court. Rain, wind, but most importantly, sunshine. Event organizers were upbeat.
So far it's going really, really well. I would say that the wine is fantastic, great wineries. The food is amazing. It's by all the Kirkland neighborhood restaurants. And the art is beautiful, and that's all put together by the Kirkland Art Center. It's really just coming together.
Does anybody know how to check a steak? Feel it? Poke it? Cut into it?
Hector's was on the main stage with a grilling demonstration.
We prepared a grilled chimichurri flat iron. So we just grilled the steak simply and then put some fresh chimichurri sauce over the top. And then we did a fire roasted corn salsa with that, as well as some Israeli couscous and grilled broccolini.
The food was really good. The steak was great. The corn salad was really good. It was great.
And then later on, a grill-off led by food critic Nancy Leeson.
They all brought their own shrimp. They brought their own ingredients. And what they're going to do is impress these three people over here. You see those folks? We're looking at Mike Seeley from Seattle Weekly, Karen Brown from Food Fraternity, and Mr. Brian Lakely. Raise your hand. New here for Fox Q13.
And the winner is Pat Donahue, executive chef for Anthony's Restaurants.
Alaska King Salmon grilled and local fresh spot prawns with local Bing cherry relish and coulis over a braised dinosaur kale strata.
Art was a big part of Kirkland Uncorked. We caught up with the director of the Kirkland Art Center to fill us in.
Kirkland Art Center has been involved in a couple of different ways. What you see right here is the Arts for All booth. That's a booth where we represent several arts organizations in the community. Kirkland Arts Center, Kirkland Performance Center, Studio East, Kirkland Choral Society, the Kirkland Cultural Council, and they're all down here, and we provide artist demonstrations and additional information about classes for students and adults and arts education. In addition to that, we also manage the artist booths. So as part of Artist Lane, this year we have over 40 artists from around the region, whole variety of media from glass to painting to prints, wine-related art, because part of this is a wine festival.
We call them our vintage glasses we've picked up at secondhand stores, antique stores. So what we do is we purchase them and then we put designs on them. So we're actually the glassware, some of, you know, recycled too.
We have one artist who actually came here and has took photographs from Siberia. And so you're going to see the photographs that he took, and so you can talk to him and understand the difficulties that he had in getting there in terms of finding these very remote locations to find the exact right photograph.
Like this in Olympic Peninsula, it's very beautiful, and it's just one shot. And he went there almost for a whole year. Every weekend he was trying to get there and get a really great shot of that sunset.
I wasn't really trying to find that particular shot, but if you go every day, every weekend to the same place, eventually something amazing happens.
Go ahead, and if you don't buy a print, but just go and travel. There are so many beautiful places to go and visit. It's incredible.
It appeared a celebration of a different kind was happening at the festival this year.
One, two, three!
I'm getting married in 28 days!
Congratulations to the future bride and groom. We were curious about what folks like the best.
I'd have to say the wine.
What's your favorite wine?
This Syrah that, who is it? The Zebra Cellars just released yesterday is fantastic.
I just like the socializing and wine tasting, and the food's really good this year, and it's free, so which is better than the Bite of Seattle.
This is the Syrah Grenache from Scylla Wineries in Chelan. So cheers to that, delicious.
I live in Seattle.
I live in Olympia.
I live in Kirkland.
Don't forget the cake balls. Yes, I said cake balls.
Oh my gosh, yes, we were like plotting. Like we need to wait until this woman goes on her lunch break and like go and try all the different flavors because they're delightful.
Not only was the wine and food fantastic, so was the music.
In Kirkland. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Cheers. See you next year.
When it comes to summer, Joe Citizen has a lot in common with Joe Criminal. They both love visits to the park and bike rides around the city. They especially love three-week family vacations. But obviously, their reasons for loving summer are very different. Joe Citizen loves his freedom. Joe Criminal loves his ability to take advantage of that freedom. And he can take advantage in three ways: by prowling cars for laptops and other valuables, by burglarizing homes, and by stealing bicycles. But this doesn't have to happen to you.
Hi, I'm Officer Ishmael with the Kirkland Police Department. During the summer months, we tend to see a few different crimes that'll go up. One of those is residential burglaries. The trend right now is knocking on a front door to see if anybody's home, and if there's no answer, they start checking for unlocked doors or windows. Even though the weather's nice and we enjoy the fresh air, be sure if you leave your home that you're locking your doors and shutting your windows. Another thing you can do is control your landscaping. If your property can be seen from neighbors, there's a chance that your neighbors will see suspicious people walking around your house. If the vegetation is too overgrown and nobody can see your house, nobody will know if there's people walking around your house that shouldn't be there. If there's a knock on your front door or your doorbell's rung, first take the opportunity to look through a window or a peephole to see if you recognize who it is. If you're not comfortable answering your front door, make your presence be known inside without opening the front door. Let them know that who they're looking for is not there, or just ask through the door, who is it, and that you're not going to answer the door. Another crime that we see that goes up by quite a bit is vehicle prowls. This tends to be because the nice weather brings people out to our parks or the downtown area. You want to leave everything in your vehicle because you don't want to take it down to the waterfront or take it on your run with you. The trick here is that when you leave it in your car and it's out in the open, they're just looking in car windows for things to steal. It doesn't take very long to smash out a window, grab items like a laptop, a backpack, or a GPS unit, and be gone within seconds. The best way to prevent this is to keep things out of sight if they have to stay in the car. Even better is, before you get to where you're going to finally park your car, take the time, place the items in your trunk, and then drive to the parking location. The Kirkland Police Department has joined with WAPTA, the Washington Auto Theft Prevention Authority, and making pamphlets and brochures to educate people on how to prevent car prowls. If you would like one of these items, please don't hesitate to come into the police department, where we will gladly provide you with one.
Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland On Demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.